Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to this Kartik inspiration. Today I would like to share with you a miracle that was shown to me. It was several years ago when I was on Braj Mandal Parikram, or when I circumambulated the land of Braj with a group of devotees. On that particular day, I had decided to stay back while the rest of the group went to Vrindavan town. I was in this forest called Bandiravan, which is just opposite from Vrindavan, on the other side of the Yamuna River. And in the afternoon, I decided to look for the place where Lakshmi Devi set to perform long austerities in order to gain entrance into Vrindavan Dham, the eternal Vrindavan Dham, and get the darshan of Sri Krishna. There is a temple. So I set out. First I came to a temple where Sudam, the friend of Krishna, is still waiting for Krishna to fulfill his promise. When Krishna left Vrindavan, he said, "I shall return, Sudam." Sudam is waiting there for Krishna to return. So I chanted a few rounds when all of a sudden something changed in the atmosphere. I noticed that a parrot, who had looked at me from the distance, had come and flown on my shoulder. I continued to chant. Then he started to walk all over me, and I thought, how nice. And the parrot then sat on my knees and somehow accompanied me with the chanting. Not that he chanted himself, he just sat there in a meditative pose. Some sadhus came to me and looked at this, because parrots never do this. I seem to have something with parrots, by the way. So they then asked me, Tantra? That means if I did some magic on the parrot. And I said, no Tantra, Mantra. It's the indicating, it's the power of the holy name that binds a red thread through the hearts of all who are listening to the sound of that chanting. After some time, my parrot friend became restless. He hopped on my shoulder and began to pull my earlobe. In my mind, I thought, well, why not? He seems to want to bring me somewhere, pull me by the ear. So I got up and went to the gate, and then took a left turn, but my parrot friend now pulled my right earlobe. Go right. Then he jumped over to my left shoulder, and when there was another path, whoop, he pulls me on the other path. And so we go together. I follow willingly his guidance, very clear guidance, and then arrive at a temple. When I go through the gate and approach the temple, I see that's where Lakshmi is. The parrot was clearly sent to bring me to Lakshmi. And let me see this very holy place. That's the Braj experience. Vrindavan interacts with you. Vrindavan sees and answers your desire, because there's someone in Vrindavan known as Vrindavaneshwari, the controller of all the movements which take place there, Shrimati Radhika, who is arranging just the things which you need to experience. Wishing you all the best, and see you tomorrow with more Vrindavan miracles.
Hare